Welcome to the deep dive. We're jumping straight into a really fascinating development today.
Yeah.
Pat Gelsinger, you know, former CEO of Intel.
Right. Huge name.
He's made a significant career shift. He's now executive chairman of a technology platform that's rooted in faith.
Wow. Okay. That's not your typical executive move.
Not at all. It really puts a major Silicon Valley figure right at this intersection of high tech and, you know, deeply held beliefs.
Absolutely. And Gelsinger's background, it makes this even more interesting, doesn't it?
Totally.
I mean, electrical engineering, management degrees, then that incredibly long, impactful run at Intel starting way back in 79.
Yeah, the by 86 microprocessor, yeah. Foundational stuff.
Exactly. And then coming back as CEO recently, trying to, you know, overhaul manufacturing, the product.
And VMware before that, right?
Yeah.
Cloud, virtualization.
Right, another huge success. So this pivot, it definitely makes you wonder, you know, what's behind it.
And that's exactly what we want to dig into. Go beyond the headline, really explore the why.
Makes sense.
What's driving him? What is this faith-driven tech platform actually about? And I guess, what are the implications for tech, for faith communities?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like his long-held views on ethical leadership, the faith aspect, that has to be a big piece of it.
It seems likely. He's always been pretty vocal about values, even within tech circles.
Yeah, it's like he architected massive systems at Intel, complex tech. Now, maybe he's trying to architect something similar, but for, you know, connecting believers.
Yeah.
Using those same skills.
That's a really interesting way to put it. It feels like a deliberate move, doesn't it? Aligning his professional expertise with his personal convictions more directly.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, let's unpack those motivations a bit more. This desire to integrate work and faith seems key.
It does. Sources suggest it's really about using his tech know-how for what he sees as a greater good, specifically within the faith landscape.
So not just innovation for innovation's sake anymore.
Right. It's about finding those unique challenges, the opportunities within faith groups and thinking, how can tech help here?
The idea that tech isn't just neutral, it can be actively steered to support faith.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he has a pretty bold vision for that. Like technology fundamentally changing how people engage with faith, how churches operate.
That big.
It is. You take that Intel experience, the relentless innovation, the scaling.
Right.
And you apply that drive, that knowledge to this completely different arena. It's a fascinating thing how those skills translate.
Okay, so what about the platform itself? Let's get a clearer picture. What's its core mission, its goals?
Well, fundamentally, it seems to be about bridging that gap. You know, faith traditions and values on one side, modern tech on the other.
Okay.
The aim is providing tools, resources, things that actually enrich people's spiritual lives and strengthen those community bonds.
So enhancing, not replacing traditional stuff.
Yeah.
Using digital tools for support and connection.
Exactly. The goal seems to be empowering these organizations, these individuals, to really thrive digitally, not just survive, but flourish. Mm. And there's this vision of, like, cultivating belonging, support across different faith groups, even promoting collaboration.
Interesting. What kinds of actual things might they do? Any specific initiatives mentioned?
Yeah, the initial plans sound pretty concrete. Things like digital training for faith leaders.
Okay, helping them use tech effectively.
Right, and developing apps focused on personal spiritual growth. Maybe meditation tools, devotionals, study resources.
Which people can use individually.
Exactly. And also online forums, discussion spaces, creating places for dialogue, for sharing experiences, community building online.
And it sounds like they're taking a data-driven approach too, trying to understand needs.
Yeah, that seems smart. Using analytics to figure out what different communities actually need, what challenges they face, so the solutions are targeted.
Because one size definitely doesn't fit all in faith.
Absolutely. And they also seem keen on showcasing success stories. You know, here's how tech helped this church, this ministry, to build confidence and show the value.
Okay, now this term came up in our research. Christian AI. What does that actually mean in this context? It sounds specific.
It is specific. And it's not just, you know, AI being used by Christians.
No.
It's more about the design, the very framework of the AI. The idea is to intentionally build it based on core Christian theological principles, ethical guidelines.
So the AI itself embodies certain values,
mm-hmm.
like compassion, maybe,
yeah.
or avoids outputs that clash with teaching.
Precisely. Think about potential uses, AI tools enhancing worship, maybe personalizing music,
mm-hmm.
or making online services more interactive.
Okay.
Or AI for theological education, accessing texts, different perspectives on scripture. And then for individuals, like AI devotionals that adapt to where you are in your journey.
Harnessing AI's power, but grounding it firmly in a specific value set. What are the upsides they see?
Well, potentially deeper connections between believers, even if they're far apart geographically.
Right, breaking down distance.
Enhancing that communal feeling through things like personalized devotionals or online fellowship. Maybe AI could help find relevant prayer groups or study partners, too.
Okay, interesting. Now, our sources mentioned a specific platform name, DeepSeek. Is that the main engine here?
It seems to be the core technology, yeah. DeepSeek is positioned as this innovative, purpose-driven platform for exploring faith in a modern way, like a central hub where tech and spirituality meet.
And what does it actually let people do? What are the features?
Well, a key part is described as an intuitive search engine, but specifically for spiritual guidance.
So not Google for everything, but focused search for theological questions, spiritual resources, community connections.
Exactly. More focused, more faith-oriented. But it goes beyond just search.
Yeah.
Big emphasis on personalized content, using algorithms that learn what you're interested in, what resonates with you, to provide more relevant stuff than you'd get just browsing.
Adapting over time based on how you use it.
Right. The goal is a more tailored, richer experience, cutting through the noise online to find things that genuinely support your faith journey.
That can be really useful. And there are interactive parts, too.
Yeah. Feels like forums, live discussions with experts or leaders, Q&A sessions. It's meant to build community and encourage deeper understanding, not just passive information consumption.
Active engagement connection.
Mm-hmm. And there's another angle, too, insights for faith leaders.
How so?
They mention integrating faith-based metrics, which sounds like using data to help leaders see the impact of what they're doing, maybe refine their outreach.
Using data for ministry effectiveness.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gelsinger, with all this tech background, is bringing that into this space. What's his big picture view? How does he see faith and tech working together long term?
His vision seems to be really about mutual enrichment. He sees them as compatible, even complementary.
Not opposing forces.
No. And a key part is developing AI, but specifically AI aligned with Christian values. Ethical AI that enhances the human experience spiritually and practically.
Building tech that supports human flourishing within that faith framework.
Right. And using platforms like DeepSeek to build community, connecting people, letting them share their journeys, supporting spiritual growth through tech.
So easier access to resources, maybe enhanced worship, personalized guidance.
Exactly. It's about making faith a more seamless part of modern life through technology, not something separate.
If this vision catches on, what kind of impact would we see on the broader faith community?
Potentially quite a big impact. Empowering churches, ministries, individuals, helping them engage more deeply, reach further.
Like churches connecting with people who can't attend physically.
Yeah, bridging traditional practices with modern communication, reaching wider audiences, including maybe marginalized or remote communities who need that connection.
That could be huge for accessibility.
Definitely. And also just streamlining the practical side of things for organizations.
Like admin stuff.
Yeah.
Event planning, donations.
Exactly. If tech makes that easier, leaders have more time for the core mission spiritual guidance.
Freeze them up.
Right. And it could also spark more collaboration between different churches, sharing resources, ideas.
Breaking down silos a bit.
Maybe. Yeah. And for individuals, just having richer online resources, sermons, discussions, mentoring could really boost personal spiritual growth, making it easier to explore and practice faith in a supportive digital space.
Okay, this has been really insightful. We've covered a lot. Gelsinger's major shift, the why behind it, this faith tech platform, Christian AI, DeepSeek specifically.
Yeah, and the potential impact, plus some of the challenges too, like ethics, data.
Right, which we should touch on briefly. Things like data privacy are obviously huge here.
Absolutely. Collecting personal, sensitive, religious data requires immense care. Consent, transparency, responsible handling, it's critical.
And the ethical use of AI itself. Bias in algorithms is always a risk.
Mm-hmm. Leaders like Gelsinger have a big responsibility to ensure a values-driven approach, balancing the innovation with those core ethical principles.
It's a complex balancing act. So, wrapping up, we've seen this deep dive into a really unique transition. A top tech leader applying that experience to deeply held beliefs.
It's definitely not something you see every day. It really makes you think about how technology and faith are, well, increasingly intersecting.
It does. And that leaves a thought for our listeners. How might this growing integration of tech and faith reshape your own spiritual practices or just the broader religious landscape?
What are the opportunities? What are the responsibilities that come with it?
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.